2. Even the boldest of us have but seldom the courage for what we really know. 3. To live alone, one must be an animal or a god, says Aristotle. The third case is wanting. One must be both, a philosopher. 4. Every truth is simple. Is that not doubly a lie? 5. Once for all, there is much I do not want to know. Wisdom sets bounds even to knowledge. 6. We recover best from our unnaturalness, from our spirituality, in our savage moods. 7. How is it? Is man only a mistake of God, or God only a mistake of man? 8. From the military school of life. What does not kill me strengthens me. 9. Help thyself, then everyone else helps thee. Principle of brotherly love. 10. Would that we were guilty of no cowardice with respect to our doings. Would that we did not repudiate them afterwards. Remorse of conscience is indecent. 11. Is it possible for an ass to be tragic? For a person to sink under a burden which can neither be carried nor thrown off? The case of the philosopher. 12. When one has one's wherefore of life, one gets along with almost every how. Man does not strive after happiness. The Englishman only does so. 13. Man has created woman. Out of what, do you think? Out of a rib of his God, his ideal. 14. What? You are seeking? You would like to decuple, to centuple yourself? You are seeking adherents? Seek ciphers. 15. Posthumous men, myself, for example, are worse understood than opportune, but are better heard. More strictly, we are never understood, therefore our authority. 16. Among women, truth? Oh, you do not know truth. Is it not an outrage on all our pudeurs, modesties? 17. That is an artist such as I love, modest in his requirements. He really wants only two things, his bread and his art, panem et circen, bread and Circe. 18. He who cannot put his will into things puts at least a meaning into them. That is, he believes there is a will in them already. Principle of belief. 19. What? You choose virtue and a full heart, and at the same time gaze with envy at the advantages of the unscrupulous? With virtue, however, one renounces advantage. Stuck on the door of an anti-Semite. 20. The perfect woman perpetrates literature as she perpetrates a small sin, as an experiment, in passing, looking around to see if anybody notices it, and to make sure that somebody does. 21. To venture into all sorts of situations in which one may not have any sham virtues, where, like the tightrope walker on his rope, one either stands, or falls, or gets away. 22. Evil men have no songs. How is it, then, that the Russians have songs? 23. German spirit. For the past 18 years, a contradiction in terms.